Well, this is BBC Radio 3, and now we join Julie and Joseph for this week's edition of Jazz Lineup.
Hello. On today's programme, concert music from UK jazz band Empirical, recorded at this year's EFG London Jazz Festival. Empirical, and more from that concert set later on the show. And I'll also be joined by Empirical saxophonist Nathaniel Facey to tell us about that concert and another fascinating project he's currently involved in shortly on the programme. First up, a track from the brand new album by Jason Rebello. A pianistic force to be reckoned with, Jason is one of Britain's most respected musicians and has many special guests on an album full of variety and excellent playing. Here he features the vocal talents of Alicia Carroll on Dark Night of the Soul.
Joy.
the brilliant Jason Robello, and Dark Night of the Soul with Alicia Carroll on vocals from his brand new album Anything But Look, out on the Light Records label. Next up, I'll be joined by the gifted alto saxophonist Nathaniel Facey, who is featured in tonight's concert set highlights. Before we hear from him, here's a piece of music chosen by Nathaniel, illustrating an exciting project he's involved in. The classic version of In a Mellow Tone from Duke Ellington, the Duke himself, from a recording in 1940, featuring the alto solo from Johnny Hodges. This is Jazz Lineup with me, Julian Joseph, on BBC Radio 3, on FM, online, and on digital radio. And I'm pleased to welcome to the Jazz Lineup studios Nathaniel Facey. Welcome, Nathaniel. It's lovely to have you
Thank
here.
Thank you so much.
And the pièce de résistance, of course, is the Empirical concert set, which is coming up a little later on. But we just heard a great composition from Duke Ellington, which relates to a project you're involved in. Just tell us a little bit about the particular track you chose, In a Mellow Tone.
It's a wonderful song from 1940, played by one of the greatest jazz bands in the history of the music, and featured a really beautiful solo that's a real inspiration to me by the great Johnny Hodges, with that heavenly alto sound.
Well, at that time, the 40s, the project you're involved in is Alex Webb's sort of recreation of Cafe Society, which was a club that was started mm-hmm. in 1938. Now, it runs through in a dramatic narrative. Tell us what people can expect to see at the Leicester Square Theatre on the 21st and 22nd of December.
Basically, the performance is really carried by the music, but we have a wonderful narrator, Harold Sanderton, and he narrates the whole story of Cafe Society, this club that was opened by Barney Josephson in 1938, and the whole list of performers that came through and performed at Cafe Society, which was famous for being a club that really just threw segregation to one side, and blacks and whites sat together and were allowed to dance together and be seen in the same space together. And there's a wonderful band on stage playing with the narration, which features obviously myself, young trombonist Nathaniel Cross, Frank Griffith on tenor, Sue Richardson on trumpet, the wonderful talents of Moses Boyd on drums, Miles Danzel on the bass, and Joe Caleb, who's a lovely guitarist. And throughout the night, you will hear from three different singers: Alexander Stewart, who's a lovely male vocalist, and you will also hear from China Moses and a very young and up-and-coming talent who's a student of mine, Cherise Adams Burnett.
Great. How did you become involved in this project particularly?
I'd been playing with Alexander Stewart in his band for some time, and I've known Alex Webb for a long time via our relationship playing in that band. And I guess it was just a kind of natural transition from doing that to when this project came up, and you know, he was telling me about the idea. You know, he asked me if I'd like to come and be involved, and you know, I was absolutely game to play some really lovely music from the 30s and 40s. You know, it's a real wonderful period to kind of shine some light on.
Well, it sounds like a great project, and for fans of jazz in its real hub and its real sound, get down to the Leicester Square Theatre on the 21st and the 22nd of December and go and hear Nathaniel Facey and the guys with their rendition of Cafe Society. Well, Nathaniel, Cafe Society isn't the only reason you're here. We're here, of course, to talk about your concert set, which was featured at the London Jazz Festival this year. And it features the group that you're a co-leader of, and the band is called Empirical. How long have you guys been together?
Yeah, we're in our fifth year at the moment.
And the personnel is Lewis Wright on vibes, Tom Farmer on the bass, Shaney Forbes on drums, and you, of course, on the alto saxophone. Mm-hmm. And what is great about this group is that you all share the responsibilities of announcing tunes. You also share the responsibility of compiling the repertoire together, because you are all composers, and this really brings the group together. The Claw Ballroom is a special place to play during the festival.
It was,
of course, the stage where the jazz lineup stage was set. And what was the atmosphere like?
Oh, it was really great. I love it because you find that so many people who maybe are jazz listeners, maybe aren't jazz listeners, just come out and just enjoy a day in a really big, wide open space. And I sort of feel like it really, just having that really big, wide open space and a day where people can just come and see music for free, it just brings a whole different crowd in, people that are probably experiencing music for the first time, as I said. And I love the kind of energy in the room. It's a real kind of, there's just a wonderful sort of electric charge in the space that I really enjoy. So it was great. It was completely rammed. There was just no space anywhere. And yeah, the energy was wonderful.
Well, the concert took place on the 16th of November at the South Bank Centre as part of the London Jazz Festival. And the first track we're going to hear is Conflict in Our Time. Just give us a little insight into it before we hear it.
Sure. Conflict in Our Time is a Tom Farmer composition, which is really about capturing the story of the many conflicts that have happened over time. It's just about the presence of conflict in human existence from, you know, the beginning of time right up until now. And it would be nice to see a time when there isn't any conflict, but you know, it's really a tune where we're trying to capture our thoughts and feelings on all of these things. And it's an intense song.
Well, this is Lewis Wright on vibes, Tom Farmer on the bass, Shaney Forbes on drums, and my special guest Nathaniel Facey on the saxophone, Empirical and Conflict in Our Time.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You're listening to Tom Farmer on the double bass. Shaney Forbes on the drums. Lewis Wright on the vibraphone. Nathaniel Facey, alto saxophone. Thank you. Thank you very much. We are Empirical. Pleasure to see so many faces. It's great that you're all here. So thank you so much for coming out to check us today. We are playing all new original music from our latest release, Tabula Rasa. This next song is a Lewis Wright composition, and it is entitled The Prophet, and it's about that all-seeing and knowing individual who can tell the future, maybe see things that have yet to come to pass. Thank you, The Prophet. Thank you. Thank you so much. Shaney Forbes at the drums. Raising the intensity.
Thank you very much. Nathaniel Facy, Shaney Forbes, Tom Farmer.
Thank you very much for coming out and listening. It's been a great audience.
Empirical, ending tonight's highlights from their concert set at the Claw Ballroom in the South Bank Centre with Where Wisdom is Found. For more information on Empirical and for all the titles played, check out the playlist plus links on the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website. Also worth checking out are our photo galleries and our latest videos featuring interviews with BBC Radio 3's new generation jazz artist, saxophonist Trish Clues. You can catch her in conversation with some of her musical heroes, including pianist Gareth Williams and trumpeter Nick Smart. This is Jazz Lineup with me, Julian Joseph, on BBC Radio 3, on FM, online and on digital radio. Some interesting concerts happening around the country. Tonight, UK City of Culture premieres a new suite of music by pianist Neil Cowley. The Eighth Gate is his closing performance at the Guildhall in Derry, Londonderry, written as a small gift to the city in return for an inspirational time spent there as musician in residence during 2013. He'll be joined by the local musicians he's bonded with over this time and the chamber choir Codetta. Good luck to Neil for tonight's event. And in Swansea, saxophonist Nigel Hitchcock plays with his quartet on the 11th of December at the St. James Social Club. And if big bands are your thing, the Mike Westbrook Big Band are also gigging on that same day at the Barnfield Theatre in Exeter. Next up, something new from pianist Mark Edwards. Familiar to jazz audiences, a regular collaborator with the aforementioned Nigel Hitchcock, amongst others, and for his work with vocalist Leanne Carroll. For his new album, In Deep, shows off his skill as a composer and bandleader in his own right. This track features fellow cohort Ben Castle on bass clarinet and Watershed. British pianist Mark Edwards with a touch of the Meldau influence there. And that was Watershed from his new album In Deep, out on the Quiet Money Recordings label. Ben Castle was on bass clarinet, Andrew Kleindert on bass, and Martin France was on the drums. The album is compositionally strong, with a guest list that includes vocalists Carlene Anderson and Claire Martin. And incidentally, Claire's playing at the Old Market in Hove, Brighton, with the Montpellier Cello Quartet on the 19th of December. Well, that's almost the end of this week's show. On next week's jazz lineup, a very special concert set with pianist Nikki Iles and a star-studded lineup marking her 50th birthday celebrations recorded at King's Place in London. Remember, there's plenty more jazz with Jazz on 3 on Monday nights at 11. This week, jazz features music recorded at this year's London Jazz Festival. And it's the music of Kenny Wheeler, Carlene Anderson and Pigfoot. And more jazz later tonight at midnight with Jeffrey Smith, who features music from two of bebop's tenor kings, saxophonists Dexter Gordon and Wardell Gray. I'll sign off tonight with London-based American trumpeter Andre Canier from his new album Coalescence, out on the Whirlwind Recordings label. This is Point Zero. Till next time, from me, Julian Joseph, bye-bye.
This week's jazz lineup with Point Zero by Andre Canier. The programme was presented by Julian Joseph and produced in Glasgow by Sushil K. Dowd. If you'd like more information on jazz lineup, go to the programme page on the Radio 3 website. And jazz lineup will be back next Saturday at the earlier time, 4 o'clock.